Welcome to segment three of the TKO. In segment three, we're going to be previewing UFC 127 and some of the fights that are going to be on the main card there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the headline fight there is BJ Penn versus John Fitch.
Woohoo!
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
It's an interesting fight, but at the same time, I'm not really all that interested in it. I mean, it's interesting for the names involved, but as far as, you know, placement in the welterweight division.
Yeah, well, it's what where do you go from here?
Yeah.
If BJ wins, then what? Does he get another shot at GSP for the third time?
Yeah, BJ, do you remember what happened last time you fought GSP?
Exactly. Or do we get John Fitch, who also was dominated by GSP the first time?
Yeah, you're talking about two guys fighting for possibly another title shot when they've both been dominated by the current champion. Yeah. So
it's not even like either of them was that close. That's the problem I have with it. They got dominated by GSP, you know? So
I mean, it's kind of interesting just because it's big name fighters fighting each other, which is nice. I mean, it should be a decent fight to watch, but as far as what it means for the future of the welterweight division, I don't think it has much impact, really.
I want to see the fight. It just bothers me, I guess, a little bit as a headline.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I mean, I don't know why you couldn't come up with a better fight than this for a headline fight on UFC 127.
That's all I'm saying about it. I'm interested to see, but.
So as far as predictions, what do you got?
That is a hard one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go maybe a little bit on the outside here. I'm going to go with Fitch, though. I think that he's going to be able to take BJ Penn down, and I think he's going to be kind of working. I think he's going to be more of a surfer, just kind of eke out the win, just kind of by not allowing BJ to do a whole lot. I don't really see it be like a big stand-up and bang. That's not really Fitch's style.
Yeah.
Even though Penn can do that, I don't think Fitch really does. So I think he's going to kind of take him down a lot, lay on him, try to stay out of submissions, and I think he'll get the victory by decision.
Okay, honest Rob?
I got to go with BJ. even though he's been very questionable in the past at welterweight, I think that he's been better against lower name opponents in non-title fights, I should say. Obviously, at welterweight and title fights, he had the series with GSP and with Hughes.
Yeah.
Neither turned out great for BJ, but I think that he'll still be able to handle Fitch pretty well.
And again, he did just knock out Hughes in Detroit.
Yeah,
so. Yeah. I mean,
Hughes is, I think, a little past his prime right now. I'm not going to put a whole lot of stock in that.
Yeah.
But I do think BJ comes away with a win in this fight because, like you said, John Fitch is not a big stand-up fighter.
Yeah.
He's a wrestler. He's very good at wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
But BJ Penn is one of the best in the game at staying on his feet and not getting taken down. So I think BJ will probably be able to keep it standing where he wants it most of the time. And then he also, if he does get taken down, he's got that great jiu-jitsu game, too. So.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll be on the outside of this
That's
one.
That's fine. the next fight on the card is Michael Bisping versus Jorge Rivera, which is another one that kind of bewilders me. I don't really see what this means for the future of the middleweight division.
No, it's a step back for Bisping and a huge step up for Rivera, who had, I mean, they're like, oh, he had two knockouts. Well, whoop de freaking do. So what?
He hasn't... You know, he's in the late stages of his career. I think he's 38.
Yeah, he's up there.
So, I mean, you know, he's had this sort of this resurgence lately, you know, where he's come back and had a couple wins. But at the same time, I don't see him as a title contender, really.
No, I was very confused by this fight. I actually think, I'm not positive about this, but I think Rivera is stepping in for someone else. I don't remember who it was.
That could be.
But even still, it's not really a fight of any... you know, I'm not really like, oh my gosh, I gotta see this. You know, like I really could kind of care less about.
I think if Bisping wins, and I think he should, I think he's supposed to win this fight. But if he wins, I don't think it really bumps him up in the division.
And if he loses, though,
yeah, if he loses, it's a huge step down for him.
Well, I mean, with Bisping too, particularly because he's had difficulty with big name opponents also.
Yeah,
if you look at the past few years, had trouble with Rashad Evans, lost to Rashad, lost to Dan Henderson, lost to Vanderlei Silva. So, I mean, not saying Rivera's a big name opponent, but if Bisping starts losing to more middle of the road guys, then he's seriously looking on the outs.
Career kind of start to dwindle after that.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I looked at Bisping before this fight was being announced anyway as maybe the second in line for a title shot. You know, obviously Yushin Okami, I think, is up next in that division. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I was thinking maybe Bisping, you know?
And that's the thing. The thing is that Bisping hasn't had a shot at the title. So, you know, when you're clearing out the division like that, maybe
you get down to the middle of the road.
You just
kind of
start throwing guys at him and say, maybe they get a lucky punch, you know. But I don't know. I'm not overly excited to see this one either.
As far as a prediction goes, what do you got?
Bisping.
Honest, Rob?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Bisping. Like I said, he has trouble with big-name opponents, but like I was just saying, Rivera's basically a nobody at this point. Mm-hmm. Bisping might be finally on that road to he's two roads diverging to wood. I mean, that's he's either going to the title shot or he's going out of the UFC. Yeah. So Bisping, sorry.
Yeah, I think I'm going to say Bisping as well. I think Jorge has a shot, but I just think he's a little too old at this point to really contend with a young guy like Bisping.
Mm-hmm.
The next fight down the card is actually one of the ones I think is going to be one of the better fights of UFC 127. It's George Sotiropoulos versus Dennis Seaver. Sotiropoulos looked... a couple UFCs ago, I think he fought Joe Lozon and beat him and looked like he was sort of fast-tracked to a title shot there.
Mm-hmm.
That's been thrown to the back burner a little bit with all the WEC guys coming in. But this could be a good stepping stone for Sotiropoulos, you think?
Well, here's the way I see it. It's kind of like a big thing for Seaver if he wins mm-hmm. and kind of a trap match, I guess, for Sotiropoulos, whereas if Sotiropoulos loses, he takes a huge step back, and if he wins, well, you were expected to win anyway.
Yeah.
So, but I think it could be interesting. I think matchup-wise, it's interesting because I think Sotiropoulos is going to want to get it to the ground, mm-hmm. and Seaver is a stand-up fighter.
Yeah.
You know, that spinning back kick is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So it's kind of one of those, you know, almost a classic grappler versus, you know, striker kind of see how that goes. So, but yeah, out of all of the fights we've talked about thus far, it's probably the one I'm most excited to see.
Yeah, and I think Seaver is a solid fighter. I mean, it sounds like when you describe it that way, it sounds kind of like the Bisping-Rivera fight, mm-hmm. you know, where one guy's, you know, kind of supposed to win and, you know, he doesn't have much to gain by winning. But I think this does, if Sotiropoulos wins, I think it is a step up for him. I think Seaver's a pretty solid opponent. So
I can see that.
As far as a prediction goes, what do you got?
I'm going to take Sotiropoulos on this one.
Okay. Honest Rob?
I'm going to take Sotiropoulos. And along with what you guys are saying, I completely agree. But his last three wins, Joe Stevenson, Kurt Pellegrino, Joe Lozon. This guy's on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to go.
Those are some great opponents
really
right there.
Really are.
And it's a shame that we have these other, you know, WEC fighters that deserve a shot at the title right now because we've got, what, Hominick at lightweight?
Yeah.
And also Pettis.
Oh, God, Pettis. Excited.
Or no, Hominick's featherweight, isn't
yeah.
he? So
yeah,
you've got Pettis, and then also Gray Maynard obviously gets his rematch.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've got at least a couple fights, and Gallard is going to be in the conversation,
and
too.
And Clay Guida is now in the mix, too.
Yeah.
That's who Pettis is fighting. If he beats Pettis, he's right up there in the mix, too.
Yeah.
So
I mean, you've got three guys right there after you know, Gray Maynard gets his rematch that are all really going to be
kind of feel bad for whoever has the title.
Yeah.
It'd be a while before you clean out that division.
there's definitely a target on your forehead. If
title.
This could be like the light heavyweight division, you know, has been with the title just, you know,
rotating
to our title there. So it'll be interesting to see with the lightweight division there.
Mm-hmm.
The next fight on the card is Kyle Noak versus Chris Camozzi. These are two fighters I'm not real familiar with, but
Noak was on a episode of, or not episode,
one of the
but
seasons,
series,
yeah.
Yeah, seasons of The Ultimate Fighter. First round pick from Australia. Looked solid.
Yeah,
you know, obviously
decent.
Didn't win.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that kind of the only interest that holds for me is kind of seeing where he's progressed from where he was at.
Yeah, you really want to see, especially with The Ultimate Fighter, you know, fighters that you see for an entire season of the show, you know, it's good to see them come out to an event and, you know, you can see how they've progressed and where their game is at now compared to where they were on the show.
Kind of Phil Baroni and Brad Tavares at the, you know, the last two events ago, I believe it was, you know, it's just good to see where they've, you know, progressed from there.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you got, you know, fighters like Forrest Griffin that have, you know, won and win titles, you know, and that's a good thing for the UFC, you know? So, I'll be excited to kind of see what happens there. Interested, I guess I should see, not excited. But yeah, I'm gonna go with Noak. Sure.
Honest Rob.
Really tough to call. I'm just gonna have to kind of follow Brad's thought there too, because also Noak did beat Sotiropoulos. It was 5 years ago, but he did beat Sotiropoulos. Obviously, they're not the same fight we're talking about. But
Statman, Honest Rob, coming through again.
I think I'm gonna go with Noak as well. You know, when you have these fighters that were on The Ultimate Fighter, I think when they get back to the UFC, it's usually because they've progressed their game.
Yeah.
So I think Dana White has given him a shot because he's progressed his game. The last fight on the card, another good one, I think, is going to be Ross Pearson versus Spencer Fisher.
Yeah.
Ross Pearson is he was on a season of The Ultimate Fighter also, the UK versus America. And, looked really good on the season. Ended up not winning, but you know, looked really solid and has progressed a lot since then.
Pretty much the best fighter from that season, if you ask me, so far. You know, so I'm excited to see that one. Spencer Fisher always puts on good fights.
Yep, he sure does.
He, you know, will fight on a day's notice. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, I think that that's going to be a brawl, and I'm excited to see that one.
Definitely. Who you got?
Ross Pearson. I'm going to go with Ross Pearson.
All right, honest Rob?
Give me Spencer the King Fisher.
I'm a big Spencer Fisher fan. I like him a lot, but I think in this fight, I'm going to have to go with Pearson. Spencer hasn't looked great in his last few fights, and Ross Pearson, I think, is on the way up. So.
All righty. That's going to do it for us here on Segment 3. I'm Brad.
I am Honest Rob with Stats.
And I'm Jason. Everybody remember, never leave it in the hands of the judges.